Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse 7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. I want to continue focusing on the verse that we looked at yesterday because it's so crucial. I've been a church leader for many years, and people have told me regularly that they don't know what their gift is. Nothing could be more important than to know what your gift is. So let me spend a few moments trying to help you if you're unsure. And if you're absolutely sure what your spiritual gift is, that's great, but it'll be good for you to take a fresh look at it. Firstly, if you don't know what your gift is, then thank God for it. Come on, be positive. We have God's assurance that He's given you a gift. So even though you haven't a clue what it is, let's thank Him for this mystery gift. Secondly, let's ask God what your gift is. I don't believe that God wants to play games with us. He's given us a gift, and we can be sure that He'd like us to know what it is. Only then will it be useful in building up the church in the way that He intends. So ask Him about it. Now thirdly, open your eyes. Look at your life and reflect on the opportunities you have for serving God. My suspicion is that this is where the problem often lies. We look at some of the gifts of worship leaders and preachers and feel that those gifts are so much more exciting and important than our little gift. We don't want to be told that our spiritual gift is in listening, cleaning, or being helpful. But remember that every single gift is absolutely crucial. Fourthly, ask someone else what they think your gift is. This will clearly need to be someone who knows you well and whom you trust. I suspect that this person will easily identify your gift. Their answer may not be the one you were hoping for, but they may well be right, and you need to find peace in fulfilling that role. And fifthly, and really importantly, thank God for your discovered gift and use it. Gifts are not ornaments to be put on a mantelpiece for people to admire. They need to be used and developed. Now let me ask you a question. What is your gift and how are you going to help it to grow? And now I'm going to pray with you. Loving God, help us to treasure the gifts you've given us. Help us to become more effective in serving you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.